decades, John C. Reilly has appeared in dozens of prominent film roles. Some have been dramatic, some comedic, and in a few turns, such as in Chicago, A Prairie Home Companion, and Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story, he has exhibited an unexpectedly well-developed musical side. His latest role has been that of full-time musician, releasing two singles produced by Jack White, and embarking on a week-long tour of the Midwest with his band, John Reilly and Friends. WFIU's John Bailey caught up with John C. Reilly to discuss his search for unusual venues to play, overlook songs to celebrate, and new challenges to tackle.
Well, I want to talk about your music. You've lined up about a week of dates at small clubs in the Midwest in June. What prompted you to go out on tour now?
Well, we've been doing this band, this Roots Music Review that we've been doing for a couple of years now, mostly here in Los Angeles, up and down the West Coast here. We've done actually Australia and England and Ireland, and I wanted to bring it all back home because I'm from Chicago and spent a lot of time in the Midwest, and just seemed like a real good fit. And we got an offer from the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago first, and I thought, well, if we're going to Chicago, why don't we just go to all the great states of the Midwest? And yeah, we found some amazing spaces that were available and a lot of enthusiasm for the show, so we're really excited to be sharing this music with everybody.
Well, who is in the band you're taking on the road this time out?
Well, there's six of us in the band this go-round. It's myself, Becky Stark, who is an amazing singer from the Living Sisters band and the Lavender Diamond band, and Tom Brousseau, an amazing singer-songwriter from North Dakota. My friend Dan Byrne, who is from Iowa, actually, and I worked with on the movie Walk Hard. And then we have Willie Watson, who is a founding member of the Old Crow Medicine Show, who's coming along with us this time, too. And then our bass player is this guy, Sebastian Steinberg, who's amazing, plays upright bass. So it's kind of a acoustic, hootenanny kind of lineup, and yeah, and we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, your set lists have included seemingly a mix of folk and blues and some gospel-tinged elements, some country, maybe a little pre-Beatles era pop. Is that generally true this time around? Any surprises mixed in?
I don't think any of the songs we play are necessarily pop music. Maybe they were popular in the 1920s or something.
There's some Everly Brothers maybe in there?
Yeah, most of the stuff we do is like pre-1960, but it's all based in this kind of roots family of old bluegrass vocal music and classic country songs. I do some kind of Porter Wagoner, Dolly Parton duets with Becky, and then Old as the Hills kind of folk music. That's the general area that we're dwelling in. We don't really do any original stuff. We're just the point of the band is this sort of labor of love to keep some of this old music alive and share it with the audience and spend some time together. The band's called John Reilly and Friends, and we really are friends. that's part of the reason we like doing these shows. We get to be together.
Are you writing songs yourself?
Not right now. You know, people ask us that a lot, and because it seems like our current way of thinking in the world now is like you're not really a singer or a performer unless you're writing your own personal material. And you know, if you go back, like, even to the 1960s, like, it was very common for people to perform songs that were written by other people. And I don't know, my point of view about it is there's so much good music out there. And I mean, I joke around, I say there's gold in them hills, you know. There really are, especially the kind of music we're doing, traditional kind of harmony, bluegrass, and old spiritual kind of music. There's just tons of it out there. So until I can write a song that's as good as or even comes close to being as good as a song like Angel Band, I think we're going to keep, you know, mining the hills of the past for the stuff we're doing. That said, everyone in the band, excluding me, is a singer and a songwriter, like, Becky Stark and Tom Brousseau and Dan Byrne and and Willie Watson are all songwriters and solo performers themselves. So there's a lot of talents on the stage when we come to one of our shows. It's kind of this Super Friends collection of people. That's really inspiring to watch, I have to say.
You mentioned Dan Byrne. He was so important to the soundtrack of Walk Hard with all these distinctive songs that forced you to sing everything from rockabilly to protest folk to psychedelic pop to kind of 70s yacht rock. How did you prepare yourself as a performer, performing in character, to span all those genres?
Well, you know, the truth is, really, was no... I mean, I've been preparing for it my whole life, you know. That doing that movie was really the summation of everything I'd learned as an actor and as a musician up to that point. And it took everything I had to pull it off. But we recorded music for 6 months before we made that movie. So we recorded, I think, 35 original songs in 6 months, which is more than some bands record their whole careers. But I had a lot of practice in the songwriting phase with Dan. You know, he and I would throw ideas back and forth to each other. I'd come up with a concept for a song, and then he would kind of execute it. And anyway, that prepared me. And you know, when you're filming a movie, you can make mistakes. You know, there's always more film.
I'm wondering, how different is the challenge of performing music in front of a live audience versus studio recording? Or maybe the more general question is, how different is performing music on stage versus other types of expression, such as screen acting, that will eventually reach an audience?
You know, I grew up doing a lot of theater, so I'm really familiar with how it feels to be on a stage. You know, recording music, I find actually really, I don't know, there's something about recording music where you almost like make mistakes because you know you can make a mistake. You know, like, well, we'll just record it again if I make a mistake. But when you're on stage, there's this purity to your concentration that comes because you don't want to blow it in front of the audience. So I've just really enjoyed my journey here as a musician, whatever. It's been really fun stepping out from behind a character, from behind a mask, and really directly engaging with an audience. And this music is really moving to play. So it's been, I don't know, it's been a true labor of love.
Does one experience inform the others, you know, to have this screen acting under your belt? Does that bring you more confidence on stage? And conversely, does the live performance help you as an actor?
Well, having been in movies definitely helps get people to the show. You know, makes my name a little more recognizable. But being an actor and having a reputation as being an actor was a little bit of baggage actually in the beginning, because it takes people a second to go like, wait a minute, like what are you doing? You're doing old Stanley Brothers songs? Like, all right, okay, I thought this was going to be a stand-up comedy night or something, you know, like. But then people settle in and they realize, you know, we're just really doing this as a, you know, not to get more famous or to make money, but just to have a moment with them and share this music. So people have been really responsive to it. And, I think everything that you do in your whole life as a human being informs what you're like as an actor. So, yeah, I think being more confident, playing for people, and it just kind of, it hones your performer's chops, no matter what the venue is.
That was actor and musician John C. Reilly, whose band, John Reilly and Friends, is on a one-week club tour, including a stop this Thursday evening at Radio Radio in Indianapolis's Fountain Square.
Gonna lay down my old guitar. Gonna lay down my old guitar. Oh, I wish I could tie it to my side and take it along with me. There's no one to cry for me. There's no one to cry for me.
sick in a lonesome bed. I'm sick in